Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In Montana, a girl as young as 13 years old can get an abortion and her parents may never know. Abortion providers think this is just fine. Do you agree? Neither do we. And in November, you'll get a chance to do something about it. For those who don't know, Montana is one of the few remaining states where a minor can get an abortion without her parents' knowledge. Ironically, the law states that that same girl must get parental permission to go to a tanning salon, to get an aspirin at school, or to get her ears pierced. But that makes no sense, you say. Of course it doesn't, but that's what happens when political correctness trumps common sense. Parents should be involved in all medical decisions regarding their children, which is exactly why Legislative Referendum 120 will be on the November ballot. If you recall, during the last legislative session, the House and Senate both passed a bill to require at least one parent to be notified. Governor Schweitzer caved to pressure from Planned Parenthood and vetoed the bill. The legislature quickly regrouped and passed the same bill in the form of a ballot referendum. A referendum bypasses the governor and goes straight to the people for a vote. This is a parental rights initiative, and it puts parents back in the driver's seat. It's time to say enough is enough to groups like Planned Parenthood and the Blue Mountain Clinic. These are our kids, not yours, and they need their parents' advice, counsel, and protection during this scary time. It's not enough to go to a school nurse or an abortion clinic counselor, or even worse, to engage in what the schools call peer mentoring, where teens give each other advice. We had a saying for that back in my day. It's called the blind leading the blind. These are adult decisions, and they should include the adult that loves these kids the most. Another reason for parents to be involved is to protect kids who are being victimized by child predators. If an uncle or a neighbor or even a boyfriend gets a minor pregnant, they can use a secret abortion to cover their tracks. Forcing a girl who had been threatened or sworn to secrecy to tell a parent would put an end to the abuse. Recently, Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers spent nearly $3 million trying to kill a similar measure in Alaska. Our side was only able to raise about a tenth of that, but we still won 57-43%. We can do the same right here in Montana with your help. As I said, it's time to put parents back in the driver's seat, and it's also time to close a loophole that allows pregnant minors from surrounding states to come to Montana to avoid their state's parental consent laws. It's time for common sense to prevail. If a minor needs permission to get her ears pierced, we should certainly require the same for an abortion. To contribute to this effort or to volunteer, please call our office or go to our website at montanafamily.org. Please also get your churches involved. Let's work together to make Montana a safer place to raise our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.